weekend, looking for the four-game sweep, would be the Tribe again, 6:40. Pre-game coverage, 7 o'clock, first pitch. Robert Portnoy, Howard Kelman will have the call of all the action for you right here on ESPN 950. We have been taking in some world-class automobiles today here at Indianapolis Raceway Park. It is the Hot Rod Magazine Power Tour. The activities are starting to wind down, but at IRP, there's always something going on racing. Thursday night, we'll be back out here, Upper Sports Desk, for a live broadcast of a little Thursday Night Thunder, some USAC racing. We'll have the coverage for you beginning at 9 o'clock on Thursday on ESPN at 9:50. And coming up on the weekend of June 25th and June 26th, the Diesel Hot Rod Association will have the 6th Annual Diesel Nationals. And joining us to talk about that with the Diesel Hot Rod Association is Eric McBride. Eric, thanks for the time. How are you doing today?
Real good. Thank you, Greg.
Tell us a little bit about the Diesel Hot Rod Association.
The Diesel Hot Rod Association was formed in 2002 by myself and co-founder Neil Murphy to come up with, be a sanctioning body for the drag racing and now sled pulling.
And again, you were talking, you and I were talking about this off the air, Eric, that there is a diesel outbreak, if you will, and it's catching like wildfire. For those that don't know, tell us how popular doing this stuff with a diesel engine has become.
It's become incredibly popular. We have 75 events across the United States now. Member tracks, tracks that NHRA or IHRA typically will run their races at are now calling us and saying, hey, look, we've got all these diesels, cars, and pickups attending our test and tunes. What can we do to do a to form an organized race, points race for these folks? And we provide that service for them. Also, on the sled pulling side, here in Indiana, no strangers to sled pulling from the tractors at the local county fair. Our enthusiasts would were looking for something a little bit more than that.
Right.
Get away from the county fairs and go into a you know, a point series for themselves.
Sure.
We've provided them with 8 sled pulls this year, and then also we've taken our Thunder in Muncie, which started 5 years ago, and it outgrew Muncie, Indiana, and we brought it to Indianapolis this year, and we're incredibly excited to be in Indianapolis with this event. I just think that the people of Indianapolis are going to really love coming out and seeing these diesel vehicles go down the track, go down the pulling track, watch the dynamometer, watch people drive in with 800 horsepower diesel engine. And attend our show and shine, check out the vendor midway, and really enjoy themselves all weekend.
I would say, besides on-track activities, so to speak, what will there be here for fans if they come out June 25th and 26th?
Like I mentioned, there will be a, we'll have the vendors, which if folks out there haven't ever attended a motorsports event, you come in to a motorsports event and there's people selling their goods, you know, hop-up parts, exhausts, air intakes, chips for the diesels. You'll be able to walk through the pits, meet some of the faces and names of diesel motorsports. Some of the most popular sled pullers and drag racers in the United States will be here. And also they'll be able to watch the dynamometer. We call it the dyno. We do a high horsepower contest. And for all you ladies out there, if you'd like to get involved, we do have a Miss Diesel National contest Saturday at 1 p.m. I believe there's a country music bar on the southeast side called Stables. They're holding preliminary competitions June 15th and June 22nd. They will be having the finals, and the lucky winners from that contest will be able to will be on ESPN2 for us handing trophies out.
How about how many participants, how many people do you expect to be out here for that weekend?
We have about 2,000 diesel vehicles show up last year in Muncie, Indiana, all the way from British Columbia, California, Arizona, all the way, obviously a lot more from in this area. Hopefully this year we're expecting over 10,000 spectators.
Wow.
And once again about 2,000 competitors.
What's a phone number and or website for more information, Eric?
Website only, dhraonline.com.
Yep.
Go there, click on the DHRA Nationals, you'll find everything you need to know. Gates open for spectators at 9 a.m. Saturday. If you're listening out there and you have a diesel, bring it out. It's pickups and cars, not semis, but bring it out. See how it stacks up against the best in the nation, or just run down the track, see how it'll do.
There you go. Give her kind of a free run the way the folks did earlier today.
Test and tune. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, Eric, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Again, Eric McBride with the good folks with the Diesel Hot Rod Association. Again, for more information, go online to their website at DHRAOnline.com. Again, DHRAOnline.com. That's going to be out here June 25th and 26th at Indianapolis Raceway Park, Saturday and Sunday. Again, the gates will open both days at 9 in the morning. Sports Desk rolling on from IRP. Again, we're here until 6:40, so not much time left to go in the program, which means you can dial us up right now, 237-9959, 1-800-TALK-290. Again, 237-9959.